Blog Talk Radio.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.
Hello, howdy, and welcome to the Making Eight Rodeo Network Weekend Report. I'm your host, Scott Masick, and tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Andrews Rodeo Company. Make sure to find them on Facebook and follow along with all the latest that's going on with our good friends from Paris, Texas. Also, Extreme Sports Medics, Rodeo Safety One, and Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine. We also want to welcome in our listeners from Stephenville, Texas, with KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. Well, fans, we have got a lot of rodeo to talk about here this evening, including Cheyenne Frontier Days, and so many PRCA rodeos going on. We also have some of our correspondents checking in from rodeos all over. So make sure to stay tuned to your weekend rodeo report right here with the Make It Eight Rodeo Network.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been. I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain. Getting down hard at Waikiki.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network, the best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
All right, well, here we go, fans. We have one of our colleagues checking in from us, or checking in to us from Canada this weekend. So let's go down with Joe Scully, professional radio announcer, and hear what he has to say. Take it away, Joe.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's Joe Scully. I'm up in Kapuskasing, Ontario, Canada. It's about 11 and a half hours directly north of Buffalo, New York. And I guess west-east-wise, it's probably about an hour or two north, directly north of the international border that runs between Canada and the U.S. at like Washington, Montana. We are the farthest north that many of us will ever get in our lives in eastern Canada, in Kapuskasing, Ontario. Great trip up here. We rolled in Thursday night. Nice to be reunited with the Rawhide Rodeo Company crew of Canada. I've been hanging out with their All-American brand, All-American Rodeo Company, the PRCA, down in the States, and also, you know, going to New York, Pennsylvania with some IPRA rodeos. So I haven't worked with the Rawhide Rodeo Company Canada crew since the beginning of June. Reunited, you know, we did the barbecue thing and just had a good time. Nice to see everyone up here and, you know, camp out with, you know, some crazy, crazy people in Kapuskasing. These people, they know how to rock. I mean, it rained all Friday night, all Saturday, and you think it'd be a rainout, at least spectator-wise. They showed up in their umbrellas, their parkas, their ponchos, and they, you know, other than their underneath umbrellas, you wouldn't think that it's like a rainy, miserable blizzard. No, they just came, they enjoyed their show. They came to party. It's the Lumberjack Festival. It happens once a year, Rawhide Rodeo, you know, once a year in town, and those fans, they showed up en masse with all those umbrellas jammed umbrella to umbrella. It was capacity crowd Friday and Saturday night for Rawhide Rodeo in Kapuskasing. Production-wise, we had something a little different. We had three announcers and a funny man rolling out on our production end of the Rawhide Rodeo Show in Kapuskasing. We had Garrett Yerrigan of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, announcing on horseback. We had an interpreter of a guy from Kapuskasing, Ontario, because it's mostly French up here in Kapuskasing. Even though it's Ontario, French is the number one language in Kapuskasing, so he's translating. I was commentating, announcing, DJing, you know, with the sound guaranteed to pound. We also had Austin Stewart, the Charlotte Flames, entertaining. A little bit of an interesting dynamic, but, you know, it's Kapuskasing. It's Northern Ontario. It's always going to be different. Expect the unexpected. Rodeo-wise, it was an extreme format of bull riding, bronc riding, barrel racing. In the bareback bronc riding, we had five of the top 15 of the world standings of International Pro Rodeo competing. And when it was all said and done, we had a three-way tie at the top of the leaderboard. It was a score of 73 for Sean Miner, the 18-time IPRA world champion. Philippe Harvey, who just represented Eastern Canada at the Calgary Stampede. He's at Terrebonne, Quebec. And five-time IFR champ, three-time world champion of International Pro Rodeo, Josh Krager. They all had 73s versus 115. Sharp Shooter and 5-0-1 Blue Bayou, and yeah, it was Blue Bayou that went out twice, and they won them both times on that horse. So three guys are champions as our bareback bronc riders, and on paper, those are the guys you'd expect to win it. You know, former world champs tearing it up, and the top seeded guys in the world standings of IPRA Rodeo in the bareback bronc riding. Now, the other thing that we do up here is we do steer wrestling. You know, it's an extreme format, but one of the committee guys wanted to be a cowboy. First year, he tries bull riding. He says, you know, the next year, I want to try steer wrestling. So we bring the roping box up and some steers. We did a little steer wrestling jackpot. This is our second consecutive year doing it. Our bullfighter, high-pitch Ben Samplonius, was the only guy to get one steer wrestled on the big night Friday night. He had a 14. He got his share of the purse. And then Tyler Foster in our Saturday night performance, 6-4. Just, you know, have a nice businessman run, pick up your check in the Bulldog and Jackpot at the Kapuskasing Rawhide Rodeo. In the saddle bronc riding, we had five of the top 15 competing, and former IPRA World Champion and International Finals Rodeo Champion, Eddie Parlier of Johnson City, Tennessee. He wins it with a 72 versus 23 Air Jordan, and it was a big ride. I mean, 72, they're just using those points to pick the winners. It could have been more. I mean, it should have been more. It was a big ride, but, you know, the right guy won it. Air Jordan, just a big, strong trip. And Eddie Parlier, you know, former world champion of IPRA Rodeo, the guy can ride bucking horses. And that's exactly what he did in Kapuskasing, Ontario, Canada. In the Northland of Ontario and Quebec, there's not much to do. I mean, forestry, it's a major industry. That's why we're at a lumberjack festival this past weekend. But, you know, in the winter, they ride around their dog sleds. In the summer, they go barrel racing, fast-running barrel horses. And we got a girl from Ville-Marie, Quebec, again, 6 hours to the east of where we sit. She wins the barrel racing with a 15-9, and Estelle Berube of Kapuskasing, hometown girl, she's second with a 16-1, so about two-tenths of a second back, and Northern Quebec, Northern Ontario wins the senior barrel racing of International Pro Rodeo Competition. Junior barrel racing, we had some hometowners placing at the top of the leaderboard as well. Samuel Dandino of Hearst, which is about 45 minutes to the west of Kapuskasing. She wins the junior barrel racing, and hometown favorite Melanie Berube, she places second with a 16-8. Five-tenths of a second back, but she can use those points. She's doing well. She won Holstein, which is the largest rodeo in Ontario, 3 weeks ago. The next week, she goes to Russell near Ottawa, just north of the Thousand Islands, upper state New York, into Ontario, Canada. She wins over there, second in her hometown show. So she's like running around barrels, taking names. In the bull riding, we talked about in our pre-show or tee up on Friday, the great bull riders that will be featured. And, you know, the one guy that I talked about, AJ Vail, Arthur Ontario, currently seated in the number 5 spot in the world standings, number 1 in the Canadian standings of International Pro Rodeo Competition. He was the only guy to ride a bull last year. This year, obviously, trying to come in to replicate. And, I mean, he did a bigger ride this year. He rides again, 81 points versus 999 Puppet Master of Rawhide Rodeo to win the event. More points. And I was talking to him after the show. He says he loves Kappus Gacing. 3 years we've been here. The first year he placed, he wins the second 2 years in a row, and over the last 3 years, he's won over $10,000 just at Kappus Gacing. That's 24 seconds, $10,000. This guy's won in those three big eight-second rides. So our congrats as well to AJ Vail, and I think that's going to be good enough to put him second, if not first, in the International Pro Rodeo Association World Standings. Sylvain Champagne, he's a guy from just outside of Montreal, Quebec. He was the only other guy to ride a bull. We had 28 gates, 2 qualified rides. They scored him at 75 with an option for a re-ride. Yeah, that's you don't usually see him that high with an option. But, you know, he took that score. It was good enough for 40% of the purse. And that 75 was versus 950 Sam I.M. You know, shout out to our bullfighters as well. They definitely were working because we're thrashing around bull riders all weekend long. Ben Samplonius, he's a guy, he's our bullfighter of the year in the Ontario Rodeo Association. He just went to the Miles Hare, Rob Smith's bullfighting school, and they said, you know, this guy has potential. They're already, like, trying to get him his PRCA card right now because he has a caliber. He's fighting with another one of our former bullfighters of the year, Ryan Smith of Horseheads, New York. They did a great job. We didn't use the ambulance once, and, I mean, there were lots of wrecks. Very few rides, but tons of wrecks up in Kappus Gacing, Ontario. Well, that's going to do it for me. The next trip for us is next weekend. We're in Leamington, Ontario, Canada, at the Sun Parlor Rodeo with Rawhide Rodeo Company. That'll be our 12th year at Leamington, which is just outside of Detroit, Michigan. It's about 25 minutes from Detroit, inside of Canada. If you got a chance to come over to it, we'd love to have you come out. It's a family show put on by the Paveo family. It's actually aired on television on the Bell TV network on satellite up here in Canada on CFTV. And, you know, it's 1,000 added, and we get huge, huge numbers. And you're going to see a lot of these top cowboys, cowgirls, in the top 15 of the world standings of all rodeo events. There will be 10 of them. We got breakaway roping, barrel racing, steer wrestling, tie-down roping, bull riding, bronc riding, and much, much more. It's the Sun Parlor Rodeo. It's our long weekend in Canada and the U.S., so come on up, enjoy it with us. It's Saturday and Sunday night. Well, back to you, Scott, back in the trailer, and thanks for having us here on this weekend as part of your Making Eight Rodeo recap, and enjoy your weekend. We'll be with you next week.
Thank you very much, Joe, for giving us that update of what is going on with our good friends across the border. Now, you know, if you follow along with Making Eight Rodeo Network, you know that for the last 3 years, we have broadcasted live on the Internet the live streaming coverage of the International Finals Rodeo, where so many of our friends from Canada are either here to participate or their families are back home tuning in. So we certainly appreciate Joe Scully and all of our listeners from across the border. One of these days, we're going to have to cross over there. Now, he was saying here this past weekend that a lot of people spoke French there at this event. Now, I say, hey, could be a good sign. As we're from Paris, Texas, they're speaking French. Hey, we'll put it all together and have ourselves a great weekend. I'm telling you. Joe, we appreciate it. Look forward to catching up with you. Now, when we come back, folks, we've got more rodeo coverage coming your way, including one of our correspondents is up in Durango, Colorado, with a wild weekend up there. Going to find out what happens, as well as the Cheyenne Frontier Days and a few more pro rodeos coming your way. So make sure to keep it tuned in right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Weekend Report.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Make an 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakeAn8Rodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love both of you together.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Make an 8 Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Weekend Rodeo Report right here with Make an 8 Rodeo Network. Now, one of our other good colleagues was in Durango, Colorado this weekend and is actually still there. And we're talking about pro rodeo announcer Brett Weldon. So let's go down to the arena and check in with Brett and find out how things are going in Durango, Colorado.
Well, hello, Scott. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon here in sunny Durango, Colorado. I've been here all week long for the 78th annual Durango Fiesta Days Rodeo, and what a rodeo it has been. We've been sanctioned this weekend by the Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo Association, and man, I got to tell you, I've been highly impressed with the way they do their business. Now, this was an intertwice rodeo, which means some of these cowboys and cowgirls are setting really good when it comes to the numbers. Now, in the bareback riding, there's a cowboy named John Killian who come out in the second performance and put down 73 points. He also come back in the third performance and had a ride that was worth 69 points, which is a number two spot. There were some other guys that covered some horses, but they remained in the mid-60s. So John Killian with the 73 points is looking really good right there. As we go down to the big man's event in the steer wrestling, a 4-5 is the lead right now. And that was put down in the first performance by Cutter Parsons, the 2012 steer wrestling champion of the Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo Association. We get ready for the calf roping, a 9-2. We did that in the slack on the very first day. Joe Dan Mirabal put those numbers on the board. There's been some guys get close to it, but they're having a little bit of difficulty this year. They've added some dirt to the arena floor. It's a little bit deeper. To me, it looks like it's slowing down the tie-down ropers as they handle their business there on the ground. Nothing slow about the breakaway roping. We went into the second performance with a 2-5 in the lead. Teresa Brevik come out and blew us away with a 2-flat, and I'm telling you, it was quite a run. Saddle bronc riding got a little exciting last night. A bunch of hands showed up last night, changed things a little bit. The number two man is Brady Dinwoody. He did that in the third performance. And then one of my favorite cowboys also come out in the third performance, took over the lead with 72 points. That's Chance Barnes. Now, the team roping here in Durango is done a little different. Thursday, and I like to call that team roping Thursday here, we rope them every which way you can. We have an open roping, a mixed roping, a incentive roping, you name it, we have it. Now, during the performances, we have what's called the locals team roping, where all the locals come out, and all the big names in the roping industry here in the Durango area showed up during the last three performances. Now, they pay out on that each and every night, so it's been real interesting and some fast times there. As we go to the barrel racing, we come into last night with a 17-2-4 in the lead. Last night during the third performance, Kerry Zinkiewicz come out with a 17-09. I had to stop for a moment and check the clock because I thought the other time was really fast. When I saw that 17-09, holy smokes, it was amazing. As we go to the bull riding, wow, we've only had two qualified rides, and it was by the same cowboy, Jacob Spencer. He's sitting pretty. His number one score is an 82-point ride. He did that in the first performance. The number two score, 77 points. He did that in the second performance. Lots of good bull riders out this evening for the fourth performance, the final performance. So I'm hoping I can get done quick enough to get the numbers to you. But nonetheless, man, the action's been great here in Durango, Colorado, and we're happy to report it to you. Back to you, Scott.
Thanks, Brett. And, you know, we look forward to getting those reports as things may have carried over just a little bit later than what we had hoped here this evening. We will work on trying to get you some more of the updates going on from Durango, Colorado, later on this week on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. So make sure to stay tuned as we've got all the coverage right here. And if you're interested in becoming one of our correspondents, giving us some reports, please make sure to give us a call or send us an email. We would love to get in contact with you and have you reporting for our listening audience all over. It's all about promoting the rodeos right here on Making A Rodeo Network, folks, and we are excited about what is going on. So thanks to Joe Scully and Brett Weldon for checking in with us and letting us know how things are going in your neck of the woods. We look forward to getting out there to a lot of these events, including Durango, Colorado. One of these days, we're going to put it on the schedule. Take a trip up there and go spend some time with Brett Weldon ourselves. So, fans, when we come back, we've got some PRCA action to talk about. Cheyenne Frontier Days wrapped up today. They crowned the champions, and I'll tell you what, if you are one of those winners, there's nothing like wearing that Cheyenne Frontier Day buckle. And we're going to talk about them when we come back. So make sure to stay tuned to the Weekend Rodeo Report right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingEightRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. Get a grip.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
All right, and here we go, folks. The daddy of them all, Cheyenne Frontier Days. You know, for the last 10 days, Cheyenne has been home to many of the top-ranked cowboys and cowgirls, and most of which will have an opportunity to make an appearance at the Wrangler National Finals in Las Vegas. Now, we've got to talk about a lot of these folks here. When it gets down, when you get down to it, in the bareback riding, fans, it was exciting. We had some of the top guys, J.R. Vizane, who's running real strong right now in the overall standings, Ryan Gray, Stephen Dent, Casey Fields, Will Lowe. I mean, the list goes on. But, you know, the big things to talk about today was the short round performance. We had two 91-point rides in the bareback riding. One of them being Ryan Gray, who's had himself a great week. Now, he held the lead for most of the short go, but when it came down to it, Taylor Price. Now, this guy came into today leading the overall average with 170 points. He needed a good score to overcome Ryan Gray's 91 points. Well, guess what? He matched it. A second 91-point bareback ride, Taylor Price would be the winner in the bareback riding, and it was exciting, folks. Now, I do want to say, too, that the all-around cowboy would be Tuff Cooper. This guy also ended up in the team roping. Now, we see this guy carry world champion buckles in the tie-down, but he also ended up in the team roping, ended up winning himself the all-around title down here as the only cowboy to place in both events. Trevor Brazil would win the steer roping down here. So although maybe his tie-down roping weekend did not go the way he had hoped, Trevor Brazil did win the steer roping down here. So he does walk away with yet another Cheyenne Frontier buckle coming out of here. So moving down to the tie-down roping, you know, this one was another one that was action-packed. Now, Jeremiah Peach is one that has been running pretty strong. Was just outside the short round, did not make it back, unfortunately. But a couple guys who did, Shane Hanchey, was one that we really expected to do well up here. Fred Whitfield, another one. You know, Fred has kind of limited his schedule. I believe that, you know, he had high hopes for making Cheyenne and being able to get there to the Wrangler National Finals. We're going to have to see how the standings play out here in the last half of the season, as we're starting to wind things down and starting to set that top 15 for the Wrangler National Finals. But when it all came down to it, your winner in the tie-down roping carrying the Cheyenne Frontier Days buckle for 2013, Scott Cormos, had a run today here in the short round of 12.4. And, folks, I believe that was the second fastest time behind Stetson Best, who had an 11.4 here in the short go. So some good times for those guys. Now, over to the big man sport, the steer wrestling. You know, this is a really challenging event. And, you know, when we're talking about the timed events out here, things are done just a little bit differently. So they don't have, like, a barrier, so to speak. They have a line where that steer has to cross before they're allowed out of the box. Now, here's the deal. To try to keep that horse still and ready to go and alert enough to be able to break free as quickly as possible, you know, we're talking about a lot of these steers or a lot of these calves may just come out and kind of wander around before they cross that line. So really makes for an interesting, for a lot of interesting runs. But when all the dust settled in the steer wrestling and the big man stood on top, it was Matt Rees with a run of 8.2 today, enough to get it done. Also the fastest time here in the short round. So congratulations to Matt Rees. In the saddle bronc riding, we had another exciting one. A lot of the top names were there. Jacobs Crowley, Cody DeMoss. We had Wade Sundell, Chet Johnson, Court Shear, Chad Furley. I mean, the top names that were here, Tyler Corrington. All of these guys are really in contention to make a run for the Wrangler National Finals. When it came down to it, these guys were going to have to make some big rides. Few of them took some big chances, had themselves the horse, ended up making those mistakes, which caused them to get bucked off and not able to get those high scores that they needed. This was a good run. We had a split for the overall championship here with Chad Furley bringing in a score of 83. Now, he was your leader going into the short round today, and Wade Sundell. Now, Wade Sundell had a huge ride with 91 points. Wade's actually dealing with a back injury. Said that he was going to end up taking the rest of the month off. He's going to go home. He's going to kind of rest up. Hopefully be able to, you know, keep those points and make himself a great run there in Las Vegas at the Wrangler National Finals. But today, it was all about Chad Furley and Wade Sundell. Wade Sundell and Chad both bringing home some pretty good paychecks. And we look to see both of those guys there in Las Vegas at the Wrangler National Finals. The barrel racing. You know, I can't say enough about the talent that was there. Brittany Posey, Brenda Mays, Lisa Lockhart. The list goes on, folks. But from the get-go, it was Christy Laughlin who dominated out there. She had a great run in the first round with a 17.63. Came back and almost beat the arena record. She had a time in the second go-round with 17.07, and today all she had to do was make a good, solid run, keep the barrel standing, and she did just that. She also brought in a pretty decent time at 17.80 seconds, which would give Christy Laughlin the win in the barrel racing there in Cheyenne. Now, the bull riding. Of course, every fan that is tuned in loves to hear about the bull riding. Folks, the bull riding, you can't say enough about it at any event out here. We had Chandler Bounds. We had Bobby Wells, Cody Whitney. We had Chris Roundy, Cooper Davis. All of these guys were in in the short round here this afternoon. Now, had pretty high expectations. Cooper Davis won second at the Cheyenne Frontier Knights, the CBR finals, finished second overall. They're in the CBR. Has carried that momentum over, has been running really well. 72 in the first round, 81 in the second go. Here in the short round, he had 80 points. Was holding on to the lead as they bucked the first section of bulls before the event, or as the event got started. Bull riding was the first and the last event. Cooper Davis was your leader, and, you know, thought he was going to be able to hold on to it, but there's a whole lot of guys behind him, and they turned out some really great rides. The big one, Cody Whitney, scoring 89 points here in the short round today. When it came down to it, it was Chris Roundy had to have an 83 point or better. Well, Chris Roundy came out, had a bull Fallon, actually got a re-ride, got on his second bull pretty quick, scored a 62 points. Well, fans, that was a real dilemma. Now, Chris was sitting sixth going into the short round and his bull ride. With that 62 points, moved him up to fourth place, which would have given him a pretty good incentive. But you know what? Chris Roundy said, I'm not here for the money. I want the buckle. Chris Roundy took his second re-ride, and with that was ended up bucking off, which gave Cody Whitney the win there for the second year in a row in Cheyenne. So congratulations to not just Cody Whitney, but all of the winners down here in the Cheyenne Frontier Days. Man, it was exciting. It was an exciting 10 days for those guys. But you know what? Now that Cheyenne has wrapped up, it's all about trying to get those last-minute dollars that are going to put these guys in contention at the Wrangler National Finals. Now, with that, there were some rodeos pretty close to Cheyenne this week, one of them being just up the road in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Some of the guys that actually took home some pretty good paychecks. Bobby Moat turned out to be the all-around cowboy as he was entered up in both the bareback riding and team roping up in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Ended up winning the bareback riding with 86 points. So congratulations to Bobby Moat. The Stephenville, Texas cowboy ends up getting it done up there. Now, he actually bumped himself up after this weekend into third place in the bareback overall standing. So he's looking really well right now for winning himself another world championship buckle. Then have to see how the rest of the season holds out, see if that third place is going to be good enough to get him in there at the Wrangler National Finals. Jesse Wright would win the saddle bronc riding. Joseph Parsons would win the tie-down roping with a time of 8 seconds. And you know what? It's all about making eight right down here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network, fans. Sammy Bessert would win the barrel racing with a time of 17:14, and Chris Newman would win the bull riding with a score of 83 points. So there is your Red Desert Roundup from Rock Springs, Wyoming, that wrapped up this weekend. Going over another big event happening here this weekend, Deadwood Days of 76. This is held in Deadwood, South Dakota, another huge event. A lot of the top names were down there as well. Justin McDaniel would win the bareback riding with a score of 87 points. And you know, Justin, I got to give Justin a lot of credit. This guy has endured a lot from the start of the Cowboy Christmas run, as he ended up losing his home right at the beginning of the Cowboy Christmas run. So Justin is out making some money, trying to rebuild, and I want to send him our best as we hope things are getting recovered there. Tom McFarlane would finish second in the bareback riding. Tyler Corrington, who we saw in the short round here in Cheyenne, had 83 points in the saddle bronc riding, was able to take the win. Chet Johnson came in second, who we also saw there in Cheyenne here in the short round today, score of 81 points. Another big notable in saddle bronc rider, saddle bronc riding, Curtis Garton tied for third place with J.J. Elshier with a score of 80 points. So congratulations to those guys. Jason Schaefer would win the tie-down roping. In the barrel racing, it was Sue Smith with a time of 17.8 seconds. So great job for Sue out there making things happen down there. And Bobby Welsh, who was also in the short round here today, had a score of 85 points to win the bull riding there in Deadwood, South Dakota. So congratulations to all of those cowboys and cowgirls making that strong run the second half of the season here, and we're seeing a lot of time changes, folks, so make sure to stay tuned as to what's going on. Now, just down the road in Eagle, Colorado, at the Eagle County Fair and Rodeo, it would be another one where Bobby Moat would once again win the all-around title in the bareback and the team roping. Now, he would not come out with a first-place run in the bareback riding, as George Gillespie, the fourth, would win it. He would actually tie it with Richie Champion. Going down to the saddleback riding, Jesse Wright once again would take the win with 83 points. Chad Foley would be second with a time with a score of 81 points. In the tie-down roping, it was Bradley Bynum with a time of 18.9 seconds on two head that would take the average in the tie-down roping. And your world champion barrel racer, Mary Walker, would once again make a name and get herself back in those standings, 16.91 seconds as she would win the barrel racing. Trevor Kastner would win the bull riding with a time of, or with a score of 87 points on Car Pro Rodeo's One Bad Cat. So congratulations to all of those guys in Eagle, Colorado. And fans, we are just about out of time. But we've got more updates that will be coming your way all week long as we cover the some more pro rodeos. We're actually going to be hitting the road starting tomorrow. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to our lunch hour rodeo shows, 11 o'clock Central Time. You can find them on MakeItRodeo.com. We'll be posting the links on our Facebook and Twitter all morning long, so stay tuned. Until then, folks, have yourself a great evening. Thanks for tuning in with Make It 8 Rodeo Network.
Riding with him, saddle up and